Okay, so I'm not necessarily someone that has a hard time sleeping. Like once I'm asleep, I have typically a restful sleep. I'm not really tossing and turning, but I noticed, and I think we were talking about this on the podcast, like I was getting into this really bad habit where I was falling asleep on my phone and I just knew there was no way that was good for me. Like I consciously was aware of the fact that this wasn't good and I was doing it anyway. And then I started to use Hatch, which I'll tell you more about in a second because the hype is very much real. But I will tell you that I really do notice a difference when I wake up because it just feels like more of a restful sleep than I even knew was possible. Like I would have told you before this that I felt that I had a pretty restful sleep. And I think that I did, but this took it to a whole other level. So the thing is, like, there are so many things that want to keep us up at night, whether it's social media, our to-do lists, our favorite shows. A million things don't want you to sleep, but Hatch does. And Hatch helps you choose sleep and creative bedtime habits that make you feel better at night and energized in the morning. By the way, that's the thing in terms of energized in the morning. I was waking up to this like very jarring phone alarm, as I'm sure many of you are. And I had this moment where I was like, it doesn't have to be like this. And it doesn't. With the Hatch Restore, not only can you wake up to kind of a calming sound, but also the sunrise light. It just feels very peaceful. Like you have to try it to know what I mean. But once you try it, you will get it. And with the Hatch Plus subscription, you can unlock premium routine building features like Cue to Unwind, which signals you when it's time for bed, and Pillow Talk, which is an audio series, kind of like your favorite bedtime TV shows without the screens that keep you up. Because again, that was my thing. I wanted to get rid of the screens. I am such a fan of this, and I've gotten it for so many people, and it has been so beneficial. Right now, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of the Hatch Restore and free shipping at hatch.co/CBC. Visit hatch.co/CBC to get $20 off and free shipping. hatch.co/CBC. On today's show, we talk Hailey and Justin postponing their wedding, the most iconic baby shower of the century, Vinny and Polly getting their own dating show, and so much more. Hi guys, I'm Emma.
And I'm Julie.
And we're the girls behind Commas by Celebs. And we're back this week. We were in LA last week. And we're so excited to be back. There's a lot to get into today. Would you say how heavy of a content week would you say this was?
It's pretty heavy content. It's not our heaviest.
It's not our heaviest.
But it's heavy.
It's heavy. So let's get into it. So many things. Okay, so first of all, I don't know if you guys heard this, but Justin and Hailey are apparently postponing their wedding. So they had a date in the calendar. Then I guess they decided to take it back. And now apparently it's decided that the wedding is being postponed. That's pretty much all we know.
Right.
It's apparently Mindy Weiss is going to be the
fucking girl
event planner. If you follow anything Kardashian, you know she does all the Kardashian events and she's one of the best in the business. And apparently they also both want a destination wedding.
Yes.
Which, if you remember back in the day when they first got married, Julie and I had a total disagreement because I told her I really think they're going to have a big ceremony and she didn't agree.
I'll see what actually happens.
Are your feelings changing at all or not really?
No.
You still don't think so?
No, I think that they're just gonna be like, never mind, it's too stressful, and then stop planning it. I'll tell you, you're right.
Okay.
But well, until then, I have my hesitations.
Okay. And in other incredibly good-looking couple news, Dylan Sprouse and Barbara Palvin have moved together in the city. This like came out of left field.
It's kind of quick, but it's nice to see a celebrity like move in together, then get engaged. Like, we're so not used to it. I'm like, moving in together? People still do that?
I know. It's like, I thought you had a kid first. So he uploaded, he Instagrammed a picture of like a selfie of them in their new apartment.
Oh, they're a hot couple.
They're such a hot
they're
couple.
A good
we say
couple.
This every I know. Time. And they've been filed under every single time we do this, make this list of celebrity sex tapes we'd love
I know.
To see.
Because how could you not?
How could you not? Like, they're both so beautiful.
Yeah.
And they just, I didn't realize that she was in New York also, like enough to be able to.
Maybe she relocated. Because you know he's never leaving New York.
He's such a New York guy.
Yeah.
If you live, like anytime I'm down by NYU, by my aunts, I always see, like I've seen one of them always at some point.
Do you know which one? Or are you just saying one because you can't figure it out?
I don't know. It's from too far away. Not recently, but like over the years.
Yeah.
Also, Demi Lovato posted that she is 6 months sober. So congratulations to her. You know, we guys are always rooting for her.
Always.
She posted like a picture of her cake and it was really sweet. Her team like made a big deal of it as it is. And literally just rooting for her every day.
Always. I know. You're so right.
Also, Vinny and Polly from Jersey Shore announced that they are going to have their own dating show, which like obviously.
Right. Like how did it not happen sooner?
How did we not? We knew that they were going to have something, but I honestly didn't think it was going to be a dating show.
You're right. I kind of thought one of them was still in a relationship still. I think that's why.
I think that we were I think that, I don't know if any of you guys watched, I think it's called Famously Single, yes, on E. And Pauly was on it. He really got into that serious relationship with Aubrey.
Right.
And they were, it was like intense and hot and heavy. And then it ended, I think it ended kind of badly. She was a little, she was a little crazy.
Yeah, totally.
But for a second there, I was so happy for him because he wants to be in a relationship so badly.
So does Vinny. Was in one and then it ended while they were, like Jersey Shore was being aired, right?
I think so. But Pauly's older than Vinny. And I think he, you know, he's tired of this. They've been living this life even before they got famous.
Right.
Like the whole, like different single, girls every night. Yeah, and he doesn't want that anymore.
Yeah.
So the show is going to be called A Double Shot at Love with DJ Pauly D and Vinny, which is such a throwback to A Shot at Love with Teal Tequila.
And then they did the Double Shot at Love with the twins. I tell you this all the time. I so distinctly remember like watching that show when I was like in middle school and I wasn't allowed. And then I'd hear my parents coming and I had to like quickly switch the channel. That was like when you're in sixth grade, that was porn. There's no other way. It was
they all
crazy.
Slept in the bed together.
I had no idea they were allowed to put that on TV.
I remember thinking it was the coolest thing.
No, it
ever.
Was. It literally was.
And like you'd go to school the next day and you'd talk about it.
Yeah,
you,
like, and everyone knew, but like no one like. And then there was always that one person who's like, "Yeah, my parents don't care that I watch."
Yeah,
and we're like, no way.
Are so cool.
I always still think they're lying. There's no way.
There's no way. I mean, and Tila has really gone off.
I still feel like I'm gonna go home. My parents are listening to this episode and be like, "You watched A Shot at Love with Tila Tequila." Like I'm still gonna. They're like, "No TV for a week now."
I know. So true. But anyway, congratulations to them. I mean, they were obviously going to do something together. They're so great at television. Like they are reality television because they know when to turn it up. They know when to turn it down and they're funny and witty and we have to have them on. That's the bottom line of this announcement. We will.
We'll come on and do a little promo for the show.
Yeah.
That would be so fun.
We should
fun.
Message Vinny again.
Yeah.
You guys know we met Vinny when we were at the Us Weekly party and he couldn't have been nicer. But it was just a scheduling issue. But let's do that. I'm making a mental note. Oh my God, there's a lot of news.
I know. Let's keep going.
So you take this one.
The Princess Diaries?
Yes.
So Anne Hathaway was on Watch What Happens Live and she dropped a bomb that there's apparently a script for Princess Diaries 3 that both her and Julie Andrews love. It's not being made yet because I think they're trying to like make it absolutely perfect before it's released. But I had no idea that was like even on the horizon.
That's exciting.
I'm fucking ecstatic.
Can I say something? Celebrities have been dropping bombs on Watch What Happens Live. Like, remember Kim announced she just had
so casually. Something the baby's coming.
It's something about Andy being in LA.
I think it's a lot. Like when you're in that environment and it's so relaxed, it's kind of like how we talk about in here when we forget we're on a podcast and we just like start talking as if we're not. Like when you're on the Watch What Happens Live set, I think Andy makes it so comfortable and so fun that you forget you're on national TV.
Totally.
And you just start to like spill things.
It's very different than being on like Ellen. Not that Ellen doesn't do a great job at that, but it's much more of a production.
Yeah.
Versus Watch What Happens is much more casual, I feel.
Yeah, that's what I think so too.
Okay, speaking of Andy, I guess this is a seamless transition. Let's fucking talk about it. So, as you guys know, in about, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks, Andy's surrogate is going to be giving birth with his baby boy, his first child, which in itself is a huge deal. So he spent the last 2 weeks or so in LA preparing and doing all of the shows there. And on Saturday, the OG housewives, which was Nene, Kyle, Teresa, Ramona, and Vicky, threw him the most epic baby shower at the Palm.
It was. That was one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Let me tell you something. To get almost every single housewife under one roof is a massive deal.
Yeah.
There's nothing else that they would have all done this for. You know what I mean? Like, that's huge.
No, it's insane.
So, okay, this is what happened. So we knew that they were having the shower because all the housewives that had been posting about it, all the New Jersey ones, like, in LA for Andy shower, in LA for Andy shower. We don't know anything until Kyle Richards goes live early Saturday morning in this stunning white suit. Her hair slicked back. She looks fucking gorgeous.
She looked insane. We didn't even talk. There was so much going on that we never even spoke about that.
I'm actually excited to talk to you about it because we didn't even talk about it.
We were together the whole time. We didn't say a word to each other.
We were also still in LA. When this happened, we were like on Venice Beach so high, like just watching all the videos. But anyway, she starts posting and we're like, oh my God, this is it. The table is set up gorgeous. There's a giant thing that says a star is born. So Andy gets there and it's obviously crazy. They're having a good time. But then I don't know if it was like decided that once the food was over, they were going to really turn up. They turned up.
No, turned. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
It was at the Palm, which is owned by Bruce Bozzi, which is Andy's literal best friend. I believe that Andy is the godfather of his child. Like they're so close. So they had free reign at the Palm, and everybody was so drunk. Lisa Rinna I swear to God, this episode is dedicated to Lisa Rinna.
Yeah, no. She took it to another level. I have never seen anything like that in my life.
I'm sure you guys have seen it, but if not, like she's in this blush-colored silk jumpsuit dancing up a fucking storm. Her and Kyle are on the tables, like turning up in a way that we have not seen since the OC Housewives were in like Mexico.
It was insane. Like she was the ultimate hype man that day.
She was the ultimate. And the memes that are coming from it, like that is just so iconic. That kid is going to look back and be like, wow. Like
that was my baby shower.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, so now about two hours into the party, you know, they're having the time of their lives. Everybody's blackout. And John Mayer shows up, which is so like expected.
And anybody who knows that like John and Andy are best friends.
There was a really funny, what was the tweet that you sent me?
Gay culture is knowing that John Mayer and Andy Cohen are best friends. Yeah. There was like another part to it, but it was so funny.
It's like such a thing that I feel like everybody just knows. But so the most iconic picture from the weekend is the picture of Andy at the top with John and all of the housewives. And it's just gone viral.
And John was talking about it on Current Mood last night. And he's like, I don't know why I didn't think to just be like, okay, now one with just the housewives and not me. And he's like, the only way this picture can sit right with me is if I become a housewife. It was so funny.
It was so funny. No, the funniest part about that was because, so Andy was on Current Mood last night, which is John's Instagram live show. I'm sure you all know that. And he's talking about that. He's like, they're like talking about the baby shower. And Andy's like, so what'd you think? And he's like, I don't know. John's like, there's this one woman there. And I asked her, you know, are you in a relationship? And she said, I'm currently married. And Andy's like, who was it? John's like, oh, her dad was John Mellencamp.
No. That was my favorite part. It was so underrated. He's like, I don't know. She was sitting to the right of me. And Andy's like, was it Teddy Mellencamp? And he goes, would that have been the one that said my dad's name is John Mellencamp? And he was like, yep, that's the one.
So she's like, he's like, so I asked if she's in a relationship. And she's like, yeah, I'm currently married. And he's like, I just thought that was a really funny way to answer something like currently married.
Right.
But like at any time, it could change. And it was so fucking funny. And Andy was like, honestly, like, I think that's the best answer you give when John Mayer asks if you're married.
Right.
The whole thing was so funny. Like just watching him on John's show. This is how I feel. I feel a sense of vicarious happiness for Andy Cohen that I don't think I have felt for someone in such a long time.
Yeah. I totally feel that.
He is on cloud nine.
Yeah. This is like definition living your best life.
This is living his best life. He has a franchise that he has started. He's now turned Bravo into this mega empire. He has the freedom to be able to live bi-coastal if he wants. He has a kid on the way.
Lisa Rinna saying, get up and dance on the tables. He paid for your life is one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life.
No, I know. We don't have a like funniest comment for that, but we need some sort of award for her this week. Like just like the Lisa Rinna, like the Lisa Rinna icon award.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to add that to the next one. So anyway, that was as insane as I know you guys were all freaking out. So were we. It was iconic. It was amazing. And that will go down in history, I think, hands down.
Totally.
Moving on to, so last night was the SAG Awards, obviously, and John Krasinski and Emily Blunt were just...
I love him. I there's not even a lot to say about this. She looked gorgeous. He is so in love with her. She won. He was crying.
Well, so backstory, I'm sure everybody knows, he's the director in the film that she won. Best supporting actress?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I will be honest, I didn't watch last night. I was in a coma.
No, we both, it was not our fault.
No.
We took the red eye home on Saturday night and yesterday was just a dead day.
It's literally Monday at, what, 2? And I'm fucking exhausted still.
But she gave this speech and she was just saying how it was so beautiful and he was sitting there crying and I just felt like the love in their relationship is so palpable.
Yeah, no, it is. It really is. I texted you. I was like, John Krasinski and Emily Blunt really love each other.
Okay, and lastly, just to continue on this fire festival situation, Julie and I,
we can't stop.
We can't stop making memes. Like everywhere we would go, if there'd be an Evian bottle, we'd like look at each other like, you don't even know what I just did for this.
We were at brunch and the waiter like put an Evian bottle down. And I was like, I think I'm supposed to follow him to the back now. I'm not sure. I'm really nervous.
We made like pictures of like the Evian bottle with like in asterisks, like puts hair in ponytail. Like,
yeah, it was the funniest thing ever. It was literally, we could not stop.
Like, takes hand off back of my head, like, listen, get me a smart water, then we can talk. Julie's like, get me a boss, we can do anal. Like, it was so fucking funny. So we just want to let you know, we still can't stop making.
Yeah, and Fyre Festival people keep music. Posting them, please, because everyone is more creative than the last.
Than the last. We're living for this. Any other major news stories you want to, I mean, there's plenty of Kardashian stuff, which we'll get to in the Kardashian recap, but anything else you want to discuss?
I don't think so. Let's move on to the award ceremony.
Okay. We're now going to transition to our award ceremony. This is the part of the episode where we crown the funniest comment and the best clapback of the week. And we had good nominees this week.
Yeah, we really did.
Really,
this is a good week.
This is a good week. Okay, we'll start with funniest. So Betches posted a meme that said, once you put your hair in a bun, there's no going back until you wash it. And Jonathan Van Ness comments, girl, who told you that? Not me now. I blow dry that top knot hair right back out, honey. We can't be washing our hair that much. Not today, Satan. Just so good.
So good. So Jonathan. And can I just say that that meme is correct. Like, when I put my hair in a bun, there's no blow dryer that can handle that unless I'm showering.
No. I was appreciating his willfulness to try. But
well, you know what?
Me.
He was looking at it as a top knot situation. It's not always a top knot situation.
Like a lower messy bun.
Yeah. So sometimes it's a full top bun, not just the top pieces. Mm-hmm. You know, I guess it was just the top bun. You could blow it out.
Okay, fair. And the second one was Isla Fisher and Chris Rock. So Isla posted a picture of an article that was using her picture, and it said, sperm banks are looking for redheaded donors as demand soars. And she captions the picture, by attaching the photo of me, it implies that I'm able to produce sperm. I cannot. Believe me, I've tried. And Chris Rock comments, that's not what I heard. So good.
I love when people are funny.
I love when, and also he doesn't even know about our account.
Yeah. It's crazy.
He's not doing it for any sort of praise. He genuinely is just a very funny guy that can also be funny on Instagram.
Oh my God, totally.
Also, I didn't even know they were friends.
I think it's a comedy community.
But our winner for that week is JVN. We heard it in his voice. Anytime you read a comment and you hear it in that person's voice, to me, they already get like a step up.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Because it doesn't happen every time. It's not every comment. It's just certain ones. Okay. So, congratulations, Jonathan. You are the recipient for this week's funniest comment of the week. Okay, moving on to clapback. These are both of these I fucking loved.
Yeah, yeah.
Who do you want to start with?
Let's start with Jenny.
Okay. So, Jenny Mullen, who, as you guys know, she was on the podcast, she posted a picture with the caption, getting full hair and makeup while simultaneously being pumped full of drugs because she had an IV, like with vitamins. And someone comments, there's a difference between drugs and medicine. You'll regret these captions when the kids get old enough to read. They will come back to haunt you. And she replies, my husband is famous for fucking a pie. I think I'm safe with whatever word choice I want.
As you all know, her husband is famous from the movie American Pie.
Yeah, Jason Biggs. So just so good. So, so good. There's that one. Then there's also Catherine McPhee. So as you know, Catherine is engaged to David Foster. There's like a 40-year age difference. And E! News posted a picture of Catherine's tweet, which said, picking your bridal party is like a real-life MySpace top eight. And someone comments, except MySpace lasted longer than this marriage ever will. And Catherine responds, I'm assuming it will also last longer than any relationship you've ever had with a hairdresser. You know what I'm going to say about that one?
What?
That means that we always talk about this. The clapback intensifies when the person goes to the troll's profile to look at them to be able to have some leverage.
Always. I totally agree.
It just takes it to a different level.
Not it's just a level of effort.
Yeah, just a level of effort. There were some also, she's not a nominee because there were just too many, but Lisa Rinna had some epic clapbacks to the videos of her dancing on the table at Andy's shower. Like someone was like, you know you have daughters that can see this, right? And she's like, I do.
I do. I had no idea. Could have fooled me.
Yeah, she's so good. I think we both agree with this, the obvious winner here.
Jenny
Mullen.
It's just too good not to.
It's too good not to. It's so true. Her husband did get famous for fucking a pie, and now look at them.
So congratulations. Love story.
Congratulations, Jenny Mullen. You are the recipient for this week's best clapback of the week. Okay. Shall we transition?
I think we shall.
Okay. We're going to transition now to our Kardashian recap. This is a part of the episode where we talk about all things Kardashian. And for those of you uninterested, feel free to just fast forward. A lot happened this week. And I would like to start with this whole, the game Kim Connie situation. Can you shed some light?
Well, I actually want to let you do it because you're even more excited about it than I am. And I know this is usually my territory, but I just want to hear you talk about it a little bit.
Well, I just couldn't believe it.
Do you have the lyric? Let's pull it up.
You pull it up. So we're sitting, let me set the scene for you. We're sitting at the rooftop in the Andaz in West Hollywood, and Julian, Isabel were sitting in the pool and I was sitting on the lounge chair, and I see the story come through and I don't know why I freaked out about it. Like, I texted them in all capitals, like, oh my God, they come running. They're like, what happened? I was like, did you see the game's new song? Because it was pretty intense.
The lyric is, I held Kim Kardashian by the throat and made her swallow my kids until she choked. And then there was something like, she should apologize because yay my folks or something like that.
Yeah, like, I should apologize because yay my folk. Saying like, which, by the way, number one, I never knew that the game and Kim had
a
relationship. Whether or not, I mean,
it could also be not true. But yeah.
Assuming, for purposes of this, we're just going to assume this is all true, right? So, holy shit, they had some sort of relationship. Holy shit, he is friends with Kanye and now he's talking about it. And the reason I was so like, oh my God, is because, especially in light of the Drake issue, like, Drake said Kiki and like maybe didn't deny some reference that he fucked Kim, and Kanye freaked out. Here's this guy literally talking about how he came in Kim's throat.
And like, so vulgar.
So vulgarly. I'm sorry. That is.
And no response from Kanye yet.
But you know that something's going
to
happen.
I have to assume, but who knows?
Julie.
No, I mean, okay. I'm just
curious. How's, like, I don't know.
You loved this more than anyone. It was so good.
I thought I'm waiting for the way Kim responds. This is not like saying, yeah, we had a thing.
Yeah.
This is like a very vulgar way of.
Yeah. No, I totally agree.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm glad you're on my page.
I am on your page. I just thought
it was intense. I also think this whole, listen, I get it. It's like, it makes sense, but aren't there other things to rap about? Like, if you wanted to make a comment about Kim, did it have to be done in this kind of way? I don't know. I just feel like it ruffles so many feathers.
I guess so. I mean, I guess it did.
We're talking about it, so.
It happened.
Okay, next up. Why don't you take the reins on this next one?
Khloé in a Kanye hat.
Yeah.
I can't believe no one's bought me that hat yet. It's fucking absurd. Khloé spent the whole day walking around in a Kanye for President hat. Or Kanye 2020, I can't remember which one it was. But anyways, obviously, as his sister-in-law, like, Khloé loves Kanye. She's obviously going to, like, wear this hat, and she probably thought it was hilarious. People freaked out.
Oh, people lost their shit.
They were like, how dare you, blah, 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 blah. Like, how dare you promote this? This is ridiculous. Whatever. She ended up tweeting, and she was like, some of you guys need to learn how to take a joke. Like, this is ridiculous.
They can't. Here's my thing on it. I think that, like, you know, if you went to her picture, for example, there's all these comments of people saying they're unfollowing. It's like, at this point, if you can't accept the fact that the Kardashians are linked to Kanye for now and forever, like, you got to get over it. No one's saying, listen, clearly I don't think Kanye should be president, but like,
right.
They're linked to him. Like, it's just a thing.
If she wore a Travis Scott for president hat, like, I don't think anyone would have freaked out.
No, exactly.
It's just because it's Kanye, but it's still the same relationship, you know?
No, 1,000%. Also, this is something that we genuinely have no idea about, and we're just curious, but we need to just voice it.
Yeah.
I think this is just an us thing, and it's full credit to Isabel for finding it.
Totally.
I have, let me again say, this is rooted in zero truth. This is just something we saw, and we want opinions because we have no idea. So, as we always talk about, the members of the Kardashian Glam Squad have become celebrities themselves. For example, when the whole thing happened with Joyce Spinelli, we all fucking knew about it. Like,
right.
Joyce isn't speaking to them. What happened? Okay. So we've both followed Jen Atkin and Scotty Cunha. Is that how you say his last name?
Cunha.
Let's say that. So Jen always posts, she has really good stories. Like, she clearly spends a lot of time in manufacturing her stories, and I think she probably has a team that helps. Anyway, she always posts her schedules. So she posted a screenshot of her schedule for, let's say it was Tuesday, and the entire day was just meetings, like, back to back. And she posted that, and then, like, a little bit later, Scotty posted a story with the black screen with white text that said, like, I'll tell you one thing, if I was that busy with that many meetings, like, I definitely wouldn't have time to screenshot it and post it on my story.
Right.
And Isabel's like, dude, what? Like, is he throwing shade? Like, I know to some of you this may be like, okay, who cares? But if you're actually invested and you care about the relationship between the glam squad, it's a big
so
deal. It was so weird. So I have no idea, because then she posted a picture of her wrist, Jen did, saying, like, every year I buy myself a you know, a gift, with the exception of 1 year that Chloe got me this whatever bracelet, like, what should I get next? And he commented in all capitals, like, the Cartier Panther. So it seems like everything was fine. I have no idea what that was about. I have to believe it was about her because who else was posting stories? But maybe it was a joke. I don't know.
Maybe it has to be a joke.
Does anybody have any insight as to if there's anything going on there, if this is total bullshit and we're just making something out of nothing? Because that could be too.
My question is, like, how long does it take to take a screenshot and post it on your story? Like, that's such flawed logic, too.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. It takes 1 second.
Yeah. No, I mean, I obviously agree.
I don't know. The whole thing is just very interesting.
That's just something interesting that we loved. That's like, you have to be really deep in the Kardashian world to care about that. But if you are and you care, please.
We may have just lost a lot of people that were like, yeah, I listen here about Kim Boy. And then they're like, Jen and Scotty. Why do I? It's okay, though.
Also, something that we wanted to discuss. Last time we kind of went into a little bit of a rant about Rob Kardashian just because we had a lot of questions. And, you know, now Blac Chyna's been posting with her new boyfriend and Rob's been posting with that girl Alexis guy. So last week we kind of got in depth talking about it. And as I told you last week, we came up with an email address, commentsbycelebspod@gmail.com, for you guys to send in your comments. So this one girl sent us something that I want to read because I would love, we're going to talk about it, but then I also want your all opinions on it. So she basically said, I've been thinking a lot about Rob Kardashian since last week's podcast, and I've come to the conclusion that I think there's a bigger plan at play here. And basically what she said, I'm not going to read through the whole thing, is that she thinks Kris Jenner is trying to get full custody of Dream. And so it makes sense that Rob would be dating someone that Blac Chyna has beef with, so that it would incite riot within her.
Right.
So she does something uncalled for, then they can say, look, see, that's why he needs custody. She was like, I have no idea. This could be a totally far-fetched conspiracy theory. This girl's
name
is Lily.
We love conspiracy theories.
But we love conspiracy theories. And I thought that was actually a really interesting point.
I think that if somebody in the family was going to try and get full custody, like for the sake of Rob, it would be Chloe.
If it wasn't Rob, you're saying?
If it wasn't Rob, or if they knew that the courts would never give it to Rob because he has his own thing going on, that maybe they'll give it to Chloe and Chloe can, you know, be Dream's main guardian and Rob. I don't know. And I also don't know. We haven't seen Rob interact with Dream all that much. He could be a completely fit parent that...
I think he is, honestly.
And so, honestly, so could Blac. How much do we really see of her?
The only thing is that it makes sense in light of the... Because remember the last time the allegations were...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what we were saying is the allegations when they came to her house because she was apparently too drunk. I don't know what the deal is. I think that that's a really interesting angle to look at. I wouldn't put anything past Kris Jenner.
No, I wouldn't either.
I have to say that I really would not put anything past Kris Jenner. However, my one thing is that I don't think they would ever do it if Rob had feelings for this girl, in the sense of I don't think Kris would ever want to do something to fuck with his mental health. Like, if this was a setup, whole thing was totally a setup and he's faking it with this girl for the sake of that, great. But if Rob was actually into her and that was really all like just a plan, I don't think Kris would do that at this point.
No, I don't think so either. I don't know. That's very elaborate for it to have been a plan. I don't know. It's so interesting. Like, you really just, you don't know.
Yeah. But this girl, Lily, thank you, writing in, brought us this great idea, which was that we love when you guys interact with us via the DM or via the email address. And we really want to hear more about what you have to say. And also we want each other, all of you guys, to hear what you guys are saying, because you have some really good points that I think the celebrity obsessed ones in you would agree with. So we actually did something really cool. We created a voicemail line. And the number for that is 213-761-7088. 213-761-7088. Basically what it is you guys can call in, leave a voicemail, either asking a question or responding to something that we said or asking something you want us to talk about, whatever it is. They all go to my email. We can pull them up. We can listen. And then we can listen on air while we're recording to like one or two and play it for you guys.
This is going to be fun.
It's going to be so much fun. So one, you can hear yourself on the podcast. Two, we can actually hear you, which makes it so much better than just an email. So definitely do that.
Like, and we'll post the number again
you guys can see it. But I thought that was such a cool idea.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Thank you, Cadence, for helping us with that. And then last, I guess, is just in Kardashian world, is their whole Valentine's Day situation coming out. Not too much to say there, but
just
obviously
a lot of makeup collections. Kim's Candy Hearts, which, did we get sent? No.
No, but if this is any indication that they're going to come back again.
Maybe on the third or fourth round.
You know what they say, third time's a charm.
Ah, I have heard that. Does your dad say that?
We have to tell them about when we were at the Beverly Hills Hotel, the branded thing. Unless you not want me to say that, because it's actually an idea that you want to do, the branded Kardashian tour.
Oh, no, we're actually doing it. Do you think people are going to steal it?
Just fucking say it. It's so funny.
What were we talking? Oh, we're walking up the stairs of the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Which, by the way, if you ever go to LA, holy shit, this was, that avocado toast was one for the books.
Yeah.
But keep going.
Anyway, so we're walking up the stairs inside the hotel to go up to the lobby. And I turned to Emma because she had never been there before. And I was like, this is that picture that, like, Courtney took with the kids walking up the stairs, like, kind of joking. And she was like, wow, like, how cool. And I was like, oh, you're serious. I was like, we should do that. Like, we just go to really inconsequential places and be like, this is where the Kardashians are. So later that night, we're driving to Malibu and we pass Marymount High School. And we're like, that's Kim's old high school. And we're like, another spot on the tour. Like, every single thing we hit that was like the most inconsequential place, the smallest
the
detail.
Smallest
we're like,
thing.
We're doing this. We're doing a Comments by Celebs branded Keeping Up with the Kardashians tour.
And like, only people that listen to this part of the podcast would have any interest in maybe going. Like, the Health Nut in Calabasas where they get their salads. Like, the Sev Laser that they all go to. Like,
yeah, what
stupid
are other things?
Shit. Like, such stupid shit that only people like us
we
would actually care about.
We stalk Mason outside of his school.
Yeah. Like, this is the picture. This is the spot where the picture of him in the Versace jacket was taken.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
such stupid shit like that we were just were so into. Also, I feel that we should, don't you want to tell Hey Hey Tay Tay?
I was waiting to tell Hey Tay Tay. Guys, the craziest thing ever happened. We're sitting at dinner and all of a sudden we get a DM, right? Best DM ever, by the way. Don't you agree? Do you agree?
Yes, I so agree.
Don't you think?
No.
Are you being sarcastic?
Just keep going.
My girl, my number one, Hey Tay Tay, writes an inbox to us and was like, I have to tell you, I know this may be weird. Emma, I always knew you were beautiful. Guys, just wait. It's about to get so good. Emma, I always knew you were beautiful. But Julie, the way you describe yourself, I had no idea. You're the prettiest person I've ever seen in my life.
Prettiest person I've ever seen in my life. And like we were, like Julie turns to me and she's like, did you see the inbox from Hey Tay Tay? I'm like, no, but let me fucking look. And I open it and Julie's like, you hear that? Your partner is the prettiest person Hey Tay Tay's ever seen. So like literally the rest of the trip, no matter what we do, she's like, well, I do happen to be the prettiest person Hey Tay Tay's ever seen. And like, it's now our running joke. But the funniest part about it was when the girl was like, I think it was that same inbox where she was like, yeah, you kind of just describe yourself as like eating M&Ms and like sleeping till 2. So like, I kind of just thought you were a sloth.
Yeah.
And then I guess we posted a picture of like when we had our makeup done for whatever. And Julie looked like a human being because she is beautiful. And it was so funny. Like that, Hey Tay Tay, if you're listening, you made Julie's life.
Life.
Yeah.
Sorry, Emma. I know this must be really hard for you.
I'll get over it. No,
she's
fine.
Not used to this, but don't worry, Hey Tay Tay. It's me and you against the world, girl.
I'll get over it. Guys, we have such a good guest in 2 weeks. I can't wait to tell you. But we I can't wait. Also, just a reminder to please subscribe either on Apple or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts so that you can know whenever a new episode is out. Okay. We'll see you guys next week. So I'm a big fan of transparency across all aspects of life. Like, generally speaking, there's pretty much nothing I wouldn't rather be told straight up. But specifically when I'm buying something or paying for a service, I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. And oftentimes there can be so much nonsense or so much yada yada. For example, sneaky terms hidden in the fine print of contracts, or bills that randomly go up without properly alerting you, or budget airlines with cheap fares but then exorbitant fees to make up for it elsewhere. And we just should not need to be dealing with this type of yada yada in our lives. And yes, you could read every single word of every single contract, and that's one way of avoiding it. Or you can go with a trusted brand like Metro by T-Mobile that helps you to get ahead and not pull you back. That's right. You don't take yada yada from life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and not a yada yada, which honestly gives so much peace of mind. Like, you shouldn't have to compromise for an okay option with sacrifices when you really deserve that full transparency. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.